Hi everyone, thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Rabia, I'm the Customer Support Manager here at Charity Digital, and I'm really excited to be hosting today's podcast. Welcome back to our regular listeners, and welcome also to anyone listening for the first time. We've done lots of these podcasts now, so I'm sure there'll be a subject that interests you on our website. I have travelled into London today to take advantage of our strong office Wi-Fi, and I'd like to apologise for any London sounds, such as sirens or loud people excited to be out and about as lockdown is finally lifting. It is, however, really nice to see people out and about. Today's session covers one of the major debates of our time. It's Zoom versus Teams. During the pandemic, the world has, become reliant on video conferencing and instant messaging software to connect and collaborate with each other. There are, of course, multiple platforms and tools available to you, such as Slack, Google, even Skype for Business, but the general conversation seems to circle back to Zoom versus Teams. In my experience, it used to be the case that Zoom was used for sort of serious meetings with colleagues and clients, and Teams was used to quickly connect over a query and get a quick answer. This has now changed. Zoom and Teams are used almost interchangeably to connect and collaborate in both formal and informal ways. Over the past year, we've seen allegiances grow for each one, and it's become almost central to living and working in the pandemic. Looking in the news, there have been huge, amusing, and sometimes controversial news stories about video conferencing. I'm sure we're all familiar with Lawyer Cat, quite hilariously having to explain I'm not a cat, bless him, and Potato Lady, both of whom were caught out by filters. There have been other more controversial stories, and I'm sure we're all familiar with Jackie Weaver and the parish council meeting, which raised important concerns over permissions and controls when using this kind of software. Moving forward, I'm pleased to welcome and introduce my colleagues, some of whom will be familiar voices to you. I'm joined by Chris Hall, our marketing manager, Elizabeth Carter, our e-comms project manager, and Stuart Barber, our client account specialist. Thank you guys for joining us, and over to you now.
Thank you, Rabia. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Robs. Was anybody else playing like a superhero theme tune when you said Teams in head when you said Teams versus Zoom?
Just a little bit, like a kind of Superman style, like green and stuff.
Yeah, was it like Batman v Superman or like...
It is, isn't it?
Avengers Civil War. To that. I was generally getting goosebumps. It was a bit bizarre.
It is that big, you know. It is that sort of, there's two camps and you're either in one or you're in the other. It's almost like Harry Potter and Lord of the Rings. It's one or the other.
I sort of fight it out with my clients. Do you want to use Teams or Zooms? I prefer Zooms. I prefer Teams. So, yes.
I'm also going to apologise for my London sounds as well, Robbie. I think you might escape them, even though you're in central London. Out here on the outskirts a little bit. They've decided to just drill a hole in the floor underneath my apartment. So if you hear any background noise, I'm going to try and mute as much as I can, but sure. I do apologise.
That's okay. Well, I think we've all got background noise. So yes. Well, I mean, should we dig into the functionality?
Yeah, please do.
Oh, gosh. I mean, who wants to start with Teams?
As I'm here representing Teams, as it were.
Yes, you are, Stuart.
bit of a strange one there. I'm a fan. I think my job role specifically, I need to be in contact with lots of people with lots of quick queries and questions throughout the day. So it's very quick to instant message someone, get an answer straight back or an answer back in a few minutes to be able to continue with my workflow without having to spend the time to actually arrange a Zoom call, as it were. Some of the functionality that's there in Teams I find absolutely brilliant for me. Things like the instant file sharing, that integration with SharePoint that I don't even need to leave the Teams window to look at something that someone sends me. It is one of those big things for me. And kind of the lack of flexibility with being able to use Zoom, the lack of instant messaging, it's not easy just to press a button and call one of your colleagues to ask a question that's going to take 30 seconds to answer.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, Teams is probably sort of the most popular business collaboration tool on the market. And the thing that really sets it apart, I guess, is the fact that it works really well with the rest of the Microsoft tools. So you can launch sort of your meetings from Outlook or your Exchange calendar and work well together. And it's also constantly rolling out new features, isn't it? With sort of the Microsoft team experience is sort of more engaging. I don't know. I just find that it's accessible across any device, which is brilliant as well. It does offer a seamless experience, I do have to say. And it's got loads of features. And we all have had those, like Rabia said in her introduction, you know, those embarrassing moments as well. But, you know, you've sort of got your video conferencing with the background blurs and what I like about it is the tabs to find information easy, I guess. You know, the recording facility and full integration with Microsoft 365. Hey, that's great.
I was going to say that's one of the things for me as well. I find that using Teams, I'm using less platforms. So I can manage my tasks through one of the tabs through the Teams, obviously calls between my team and things like that, that integration with things like SharePoint. So it's signed a two clicks to get into a document where I need to check something. I'm not having to flip through multiple programs, logging on to multiple different platforms.
Yeah,
I'm going to go against the my own stereotype of being a typically opinionated Geordie person and kind of sit a bit more on the fence. I mean, I agree with all your comments about Teams. I think it's a much broader product in terms of what it does and what it can cover. It's far more collaborative in that sense, and it has those unique integrations, a lot of which Stuart and Elizabeth, you already mentioned. You know, Teams Voice is a great example of that, which is now a new integration that's come out where you can bring your phone system into it as well. So you can not only, you know, you're not only able to message people internally or externally, you know, and have those quickfire conversations or share documents, and whether it be SharePoint, whether it be, you know, something more sort of a local Word document, let's say. You can also have the ability to make phone calls externally as well. So there's that side of it. However, and in this day and age, as a video conferencing tool, for me, it's just not as good as Zoom. It's not quite there when it comes to Zoom. I mean, a lot of charities, I assume, and us internally as well, we use Zoom not only to conduct internal and external meetings, but also to run events, to run webinars. And I imagine for a lot of charities out there, they're looking to do the same, be it through fundraising events, be it through, you know, training sessions, service delivering services, that sort of thing. Like, when you compare the two on what it does at a visual conference and engagement platform, I think there's only one real winner, dare I say. Zoom, you can get more people online. I think although Microsoft has recently just expanded the amount of people you can have on at one time, you know, depend on how much budget you've got or how much you're willing to pay, you can have up to thousands of people on Zoom. I think our webinars, for example, can get 500, or events can get 1,000 people online if we need them to. More intuitive reporting is a big one. I haven't used them both. You get the instant gratification from Zoom about how many people were there, how long they were there for, when they left, when they came back, all down to the sort of minuscule second of how long they spent interacting with you is a content art. I found the production a little bit easier as well in terms of the setup, the share screen, all that sort of stuff. That's a lot more intuitive on Zoom as well. Feedback, the automated feedback, you know, one of the most important things about running any sort of online content is to make sure you're getting regular feedback on it. So Zoom actually sends a message out for you straight away. You set up, you know, whichever tool you use, be it SurveyMonkey, be it Typeform, you set it up and it just blasts out straight away. But I think one of the biggest differentiators for me has been from Zoom is that these are the breakout rooms if you need them. Mm. So while that's not a functionality for the web for Zoom webinars, for Zoom meeting, you've got the ability to actually network, to, you know, separate people and have your, you know, some small and much more meaningful conversations, which I don't think Microsoft have quite cracked yet, although I'm sure they're working on it.
No, and you've actually got sort of the whiteboards, haven't you, in Zoom, yeah. Which is absolutely fantastic. And just going back to what you said, Chris, as well, the recording and the transcriptions, I think, are a really good feature in Zoom. What's the level of how many videos can you have up on the screen at one time? Is it up to 50 or 49? Which is great as well. 50,
yeah, and in terms of the gallery view, I think so. And that's a really interesting point, I think. From a pure integration perspective, because you mentioned the recording and the transcripting as well, which is really good. You can also like send a webinar live to Facebook. You can send it live to YouTube. And I know Microsoft has got its own internal captioning and everything like that as well. But Zoom links into multiple caption platforms as well. We use rev.com, for example. Overall, I think it's more on ahead of the curve when it comes to releasing features. You know, we mentioned breakout rooms already being a very quick one that turned around during the pandemic. Backgrounds I've already mentioned already. The amount of embarrassment Teams would have saved some people with some backgrounds earlier on would have been great. We were actually on two Teams calls right at the beginning of lockdown. One person we would speak to actually had their underwear flying in the back of one Teams call that we had, and then another was a pair of feet sort of hanging around scratching themselves, which was quite bizarre. If that had been a Zoom call, you could have your backgrounds on straight away, you know. And
That is a biggie there, I do have to say. You're more prepared, I guess, for Zoom. Yes,
exactly. When Robbie has already mentioned the poor potato lady, that you know, even when they did get up to scratch with their backgrounds and their plugins and stuff like that, people were getting stuck as either a cat or a potato or
yes, and the boss couldn't take the potato head off, could she? She was trying for the whole of the meeting, she just couldn't remove it. Really, I think
one of my favorite lockdown stories that.
Yes, that's right. And Zoom does have loads of integrations as well. I think it's got over 100 integrations, including one with Office 365. So, yeah, it's a pioneer in the video climate, I would say, and conference climate, definitely Zoom.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think
we're not ganging up on you at all there, Stuart.
I think what we're kind of doing is comparing a Ferrari and a Land Rover, if you like. Right. We're taking something that is really highly specialist, like Zoom, where their thing is video conferencing, and they make it easy, intuitive, and have everything there for you on your plate for the video conferencing. Whereas Teams is more your Land Rover; it's your everyday workhorse. It's the thing that you're gonna chat with your colleague with. It's the thing that you're going to take that couple of minute call from one of your colleagues. I know we've mentioned Teams Voice in this. Just if people aren't aware, if you're using Skype Business at June, July time, that is actually going to be retired and you will all be moved over to Teams Voice, or we'll need to be looking at Teams Voice for your phone services to replace Skype for Business. And we've talked to things like the whiteboards on Zoom. That integration is there on Teams as well. It works slightly differently. There is a massive app store connected to it. So you've got things like Miro for your whiteboarding available to you, Monday for your task scheduling. They're two different things. They have two different purposes, I think.
But then, I completely agree with you there, Stuart. Sort of more internal, external. So we're looking about Zoom, sort of connecting outside of the organisation with Teams within. But I mean, I think for me personally, using Teams is sort of a bittersweet experience as well, because Teams takes a lot more time to get used to. Because there's so many different channels and the file sharing components to consider. And I don't know, I mean, obviously, you know, once you get your team up and running, you can do that within no time and you can have the benefit of integrating all of the tools. But one of the things that makes Teams Teams appealing is his ability to pull in the video conferencing, the chat, and all the other stuff that, you know, so we've mentioned. But having said that, I do find that Teams can be somewhat difficult for first-time users and to navigate and sort of can be quite overwhelming. I know it was for me, or maybe that's just my age that's speaking. And in the 20s, they sort of get over it. But if Teams is top of your list for video conferencing and communication, then it'll be sort of wise for you to get all your team trained up on it.
Well, I'm certainly not in my 20s. far from it.
I don't think any of them are.
No.
Yes. I don't know. I've just had those terrible, embarrassing moments where, like I said to you the other day, I can't find the channel. I just don't know where it is.
And that is completely understandable. It is busy. It looks more complex than it is. It is one of the things, because there is so much there that it can do, that it does, that you probably won't use most of it. It's kind of very job specific and things like that. And the way that you do have chats and then you have channels and things like that, it is very layered and it can be difficult as a beginner.
Yeah. Obviously, it's highly integrated with all the other products in the Microsoft suite. And that's great. You've got your Word, your PowerPoint, your Excel. It's a true collaboration platform, let's say. But and you can, with Slack, it was mentioned as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say that they're all the same. And I think that's the point. And I'm going to turn coat here and stick up for Teams out of the blue. But
But you do have those embarrassing moments where you suddenly send a message to someone that you didn't mean to send it to because you're on the wrong chat, or you called the whole team and you only wanted to call somebody, which is quite common.
That's a different point.
We've all been there. I think everyone's hit call all apart from the individual.
Yeah, sure. No, I always wanted to go full pantomime villain on you there, Stuart, for a while and go like, oh no, it doesn't, and see where we got to and really turn the dial up. But yeah, I think it's a really good point. I think when you look at Teams in comparison to, you know, you said it right, Lamborghini to a Land Rover, Ferrari to a Land Rover, sorry, it's like a green apple to a red apple, you know. I'm picky about apples. To me, they're both very different. But they're the same, but in the same family, you know? So it is, from that point of view, I mean, Teams in comparison to the other things around it, Slack, that's also, there's much more you can do in Teams and Slack. And if you take a bit of time to get to know it, Google Hangouts, you know, I was a big brand by choice and by, well, I had to be, for like Hangouts and in all the Google stuff now. And now that we use Teams and everything like that, I'm kind of, again, to change my mind there as well and like using them both, essentially. My biggest problem, however, is Teams totally shuts down my computer every time I use it. Every time I try to make a call and...
Now,
basically,
are we going to move into the Mac?
I think that's the direction we're heading in now.
Is it going to be a different podcast entirely? It's going to end up Mac versus Windows.
Yeah. all I will say is since last year, since we've been working from home, I have made the move from using a Mac to a Windows-based machine. The Teams functionality for me on my Windows-based machine has been highly improved than it was from a Mac, and I know you are a Mac user there, Chris,
and I'm a Mac user as well,
and I did find that specifically the call function and the search function did not work for me particularly well at all.
Right. You see, I don't have that issue. Do you have that issue, Chris? Really,
search is fine with me.
The search works for me.
It's any time I have to jump on a call with it, like the good thing about Teams and what would be the good thing about Zoom and what would be the great thing about Teams is the fact that while on a Teams call, I could be working in Microsoft, I could be, you know, working in the SharePoint doc, sharing things. I can literally do nothing else on my machine if I'm in a Teams call. Like, I can't use anything else, where I can in Zoom, so I can take notes and stuff like that, which is obviously a big part of what, you know, we need to be doing when working with partners, when, you know, working with clients, when speaking to charities, when creating all these docs. I get totally hamstrung by it.
Yeah, that's interesting. I just find the user interface on Zoom just so much simpler, you know, sort of regardless of prior experience or technical knowledge that you've got, you know, you can sort of take more advantage of that. But Yeah, I haven't had those issues yet, Chris. I don't know.
Touch wood. Hopefully you never get them.
I'm just going to chime in here whilst there's a slight lull and say that for me, Teams feels a lot like it's work. I log on and the first thing I do is I log into my emails and I log into Teams, and that's where I'm there. I'm set up. I'm good to go. So for me, Zoom is more of an occasional thing. And like Liz says, I'm going to echo actually virtually everyone and say that it is so sort of click and you're in, click and you know, you're good to go. But once you get over that sort of initial, you know, hurdle, the initial kind of stumbling blocks of getting onto Teams, once you're in, it's just, I can't imagine working without it now. And if anything, it makes things like emails seem almost clunky and old-fashioned, because to me, using Teams, just this morning, I've had to sort of do about four different things for four different colleagues, whereas historically, you'd have to, you know, create the document and then do all this. Whereas in Teams, it's like you're talking to the person, you finish drafting whatever you're working on, and it's there, it's with them straight away, and then you can just carry on. So that, for that, Teams will always have my vote. But if it's kind of, you know, chatting to family or friends or colleagues in any kind of setting, it's going to be Zoom. And I feel like it's really, for me anyway, if I'm having a conversation with a colleague in a different organization, I wouldn't even think about setting up a call on Teams with them, because I'd be too afraid of it sort of, you know, letting me down at the last minute. And Zoom would be my like kind of first port of call.
Yeah, so I really echo that. I think both programs integrate well with each other and use them for different things. Obviously, you know, we've been talking about this. Teams is excellent for internal collaboration. It's really robust. The set of integrations that it's got is fantastic. And the ease of chatting, Rabia, like you say, you can just quickly, you know, sort of message your colleagues and the channel solutions. And it's great for keeping the team on the same page. So I would say, but this is a big but, because my job role is sort of very, very different from yours. And I'm dealing with external clients and organizations on the Mail platform. So I spend a lot of my time sort of training them up, plus helping them resolve issues, troubleshooting on the Mail platform. And I have found that my user experience is crucial and for choosing that right environment. And it just offers easy access. I can just click a button, launch a Zoom meeting in a matter of seconds. It's reliable, quick, easy, and get the call going. And I also find that the quality of the video is consistently good as well. Because obviously we do a lot of videos and screen sharing. So I use it frequently, all the time, chat conversations, great for recording just quickly. And then the scheduling for me is perfect as well in Outlook. It's easy to plug in, they're connected into your Outlook, and then it's just one click and you've got that Zoom meeting in there. So Zoom has all of those capabilities that I need. And the functions that I need to do my job in the best way.
Yeah, it's interesting when you say that, because we've used it as a sort of marketing arm. And I touched on this very slightly before. I mean, we've used it from everything for internal meetings, socials. We've used it to actually create proper video content that we've used in promotional activities for events. We used it for webinars. We're currently right now using it for a podcast.
Exactly.
It's actually quite...
I was actually going to say that, sorry, Chris, that we're using Zoom right now, but I was like, is that sort of a corporate secret that we should
No, I think we're very open and honest, but I think it just shows, I think, with a bit of creativity and a bit of braveness and a bit of just willing to test what you can actually do with proprietary software, essentially. We've been able to do all this with Zoom. We've done webinars with Teams before. No doubt we could do them with Teams. We find these easier for a lot of the reasons I've already listed a bit earlier on. But that being said, I also couldn't live without Teams. As a manager, being able to have that instant connection with my team to solve a problem, to check on their mental health, to see if they're all right, to, you know, just to have that little bit of banter that we're all missing so much from the office. As much as I hate the word banter, I haven't terribly missed it this year. But Teams has been that lifeblood for us in that sense where, you know, we use it for work, we do, but it's such a good communication tool. not on the video conference side, like I've already said, but just being able to keep in touch with the people I need to keep in touch with and have that sort of, those little, that don't always seem meaningful, but are actually really meaningful conversations, that little check-in, how you're doing, you're feeling all right, notice you're a bit down in that call, that sort of thing. Teams has been a godsend for us in that sense.
I also wanted to add, the great thing about sort of instant messaging is, just as I was doing the notes for this, it's the importance in Teams of you're not just, it's kind of, you know, you've got messaging and you can check in on a person, but you can also amplify that conversation in so many ways. So you've got the options of, you know, things like emojis, GIFs, the meme sort of making thing. And I know that with our team, sort of there will be so many conversations where so if you start to notice a lull, or if you're, you know, someone's busy, or you know someone's had a bit of a tough day, you know, sort of sometimes I know that for some of our colleagues to kind of sort of be like, hey man, are you okay? It's sort of, you feel it's a bit, seems almost a bit formal. So I'll often just send a silly GIF of like a show or a cartoon that I know that they like and be like, hey, so I noticed, you know, this is going on. And that kind of thing is invaluable because it's sort of, it almost replicates that sort of feeling of being able to be near them and things. So that having that in place is great. And that, again, like I said, that would, Teams would be my go-to for that. I can't even, if I wanted to, you know, check in with a team member or anyone, and you know, the kind of creating a Zoom call that's almost so formal that it's almost, it becomes like a thing, whereas in Teams I know that I can reach out to, you know, Stuart or any one of our colleagues and just sort of send them a silly GIF, and that immediately opens the conversation. You can get to the bottom of whether it was a work thing, whether it's a personal thing, whether they need some time, you know, anything that's going on. And it's just sort of, yeah, the best way to kind of replicate conversation I found is in sort of Teams.
So, yeah, I've got to mirror what Rabia is saying there. Me and Rabia work on the same team, and our conversation thread is mostly friends or Disney GIFs, as you find. One thing I find really good is, again, I'm going to say Teams again, it's the instant messaging aspect. I think it's that keeping in contact. Now, I'm an early riser. It's not unusual for me to be working way before anybody else has logged on. And Rabia will be able to know that I do this because I often do it to her. Because I start earlier, I have things that come up in my work day that I need someone else to do with. I send them an instant message. I don't necessarily expect that to be responded to when I'm sending it at 8 a.m. But it is there as something that you're working on. I'm not sending an email that then sits in their email queue. I'm not waiting until they're starting their work. I'm a great one for having all my tech on my phone. So I've got Teams on my phone as well for those times where I might be away from my desk or something like that, something urgent comes up. But there's also really good safeguarding within Teams itself. So, for example, I have my Teams set on my phone. It cannot message me after 5:30 on a Friday and before 8:30 on a Monday morning. So anyone from the office could try and send me a message at that time. I'm not being disturbed. Any other day, it doesn't disturb me after 5:30 in the evening. So I can be connected through multiple devices, depending on my need, depending where sort of I'm based, even when I've had some time off for appointments and things like that, so I can still be involved and be useful for my team while I'm taking some time out. I have that option there.
That's it though, isn't it? And
yeah.
It creates those, what it's been really good for is recreating those little conversations you're so used to having in the office, but almost in an easier way, like you said, like you'll do it at 8 o'clock and know someone will respond at 9 when they jump online.
Yeah.
Usually the way I'll do it at like 8 o'clock the night before and someone will respond.
But it's that thing, it's done. You know you've done your part of your job, isn't it? You've passed that information on. As long as that expectation isn't there for a member of staff to be responding to those messages at 8 a.m. or 8
p.m. Yeah, sure. And you know when they've read them and you just got the record there and
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to jump in and say Teams helps us to work across all of our own time zones. So we might be the same place, but we all operate in our own little time zone.
Yeah, not all of us are morning people.
That's very true. And some of us are on different time zones completely.
Yeah, some of us really are in different time zones.
Well, me and Liz quite often have a chat First thing in the morning.
First thing in the morning. But it's not because I'm getting up early, you see, because I'm an hour ahead.
Yeah.
So,
sorry, Chris, you were saying?
Yeah, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about sort of pricing a little bit as well, just because I think, you know, not every organisation is as fortunate as we are in the sense that we can have both. And I think we'll round off the podcast by talking about both again. But I think it's important to, you know, particularly you and Stuart being in this area of the organisation, to maybe go cover some of the costs and of these things.
Yeah. So both of these things, both Zoom and Teams, are available at charity rates through the Charity Digital Exchange Programme. The offer for Teams is a little bit more complex than the offer for Zoom, even though the Zoom one's fairly complex in of itself. Teams is included in all Office 365 packages, is the basic thing there. There is a free standalone version of Teams available, and we will drop a link to that in the resources section for this podcast. Pricing-wise for Teams, because it's not an individual product, that's really hard to give. Full information on 365 licensing and pricing is available via our website. So Zoom has a 50% discount available from the Charity Digital Exchange Programme. The model there is the more you spend, the more that you will save. Full details are available on the website. If you do have any further questions about that, please contact our customer service team. They'll be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Smashing. Cheers for that. Sure. I think it's...
Yeah, you know, thanks.
Yeah, so I think what we're saying is that, you know, you actually need both. And I think I'm not going out on a limb when I do say that. I think we've kind of proven for very different reasons for various different areas of an organisation that, you know, Teams is beneficial, but Zoom is as well, whether it's for marketing, whether it's for operations, service delivery, customer service, whatever part of your business, there's probably a case to be made for both. We're all well aware that that's not always an option. And I think when you know, the option isn't to have both, because, you know, these things do come with a cost, it's probably more viable for an organization to choose Teams, just because of the amount it can do above sort of Zoom is very much a video conferencing and all the fun and great things that come with that. Teams does have that more to offer. There is plenty of room for both in the market, essentially, and where possible, we would highly recommend that there is room for it. But yeah, if you're struggling for a bit of cash, or you only want to have one, I would say Teams.
Yeah, I'll just jump in there, Chris. Yes, I would agree with you, definitely. Zoom obviously does offer a free version, Exactly. You can host up to a certain amount of participants. You've got your one-to-one meetings with that. You've got your online support, as well as video and web conferencing features, group collaboration, and of course your security. So
there's your second conclusion. Don't listen to anything I say.
I think the overall conclusion is it's kind of horses for courses.
Yeah.
Yes.
Choose the right tool for the right job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Exactly.
That's a good note to end on, Stuart. Yeah.
I was just going to say, you've logged on today. Do you need a Ferrari or do you need a Land Rover?
I think that's it, Robbie, if you want to see yourself.
Is that it?
We're happy with that. All right, let's bring up my conclusion. Cool. All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, guys, for joining us today. Thank you, Chris, Elizabeth and Stuart. It's been a great conversation just to discuss the options available. And as we've found, you know, Teams will do most of everything, Zoom will do most of everything, but it's kind of unique to your charity, your situation, your requirements to find the thing that works best for you. The great thing about operating in this space is that there are options to try things before you sign up. You might think about getting a free Zoom plan, see how it works for you. You might think about signing up for a Teams plan, see if that works for you, and then find the tools that best fit your work and for your sort of charity's mission. I hope you enjoyed our podcast. I hope you listen to more. We've got them across all sorts of subjects over on charitydigital.org.uk. We will have a resources page available with more information. Please do get in touch with any feedback you have, any questions that you have. I do know that any conversation about Teams, Zooms, anything about working remotely opens up a whole ton of questions. So please do get in touch. And thank you, everyone. Have a great day.
Thank you. See you later.
Thank you. Bye now.